Hello, everybody, and welcome to week three here of the Dragons Locker Room Chat here with Valley Falls head coach Steve Serrate. Coach, right now, starting 0-4 on the season, back-to-back games here against Royal Valley and Troy, taking the loss in both. But you had a really good fight there against the Royal Valley Panthers, putting up 35 points in the loss. I mean, you had 13 points from Gracie Connor, 11 points from Callie DeLong, Paisley Heinen, she had 5, Abby Wilson with 2, and then Chloe Cox with 4. Unfortunately, against the loss against Troy, only 11 points on that game, but you still sought some good scores from Wilson with 2, DeLong with 3, Connor with 4, Heinen with 2. Coach, just kind of tell me about these last couple of games for you.
Yeah, we felt real good about the Royal Valley game coming into the game against Troy. We played against a very tall team in Royal Valley and very physical, but we really stuck up against them. And in the second half, we actually outscored them in the fourth quarter, mainly because of our pressure defense. But for the first time this season, we had a team just outwork us, and I hadn't had that happen yet. Last night when we played Troy, they've got one really good scorer. They told me she was averaging over 30 points coming into the game last night. So we held her to below that. She only got 27 against us. So we felt like we did something at least, but it's still just a fight. We're still trying to figure out how to balance our what we do well against the things that people are going to do against us, and that height advantage is usually the biggest hurdle that we have.
Well, you look to bounce back this week. This is the final game before the break. This is also our final week here at the Coaches Show, so we'll get some thoughts about the break coming up here in a bit. But just tell me a little bit about your opponent this week against the ACC Chiefs, the Tigers, another NAKL league opponent.
Yeah, looks like we're going to be up against the same thing as far as them being a lot taller than us. But I think they won't be quite as agile as Troy. That was really a problem that we had last night, was that they just really pushed back against us. And we're hoping to create pressure and create some easy scoring opportunities against Atchison. But it'll be a tall task. Because I hear they're going to be pretty solid this year, but we're just going to keep doing what we do and keep just fighting hard. So far they haven't quit yet. They play real hard no matter what the odds are. So that's all we can ask of everyone.
Yeah, and talking about the ACCHS Tigers a little bit more here again, they're kind of 2-2 on the season. They just lost their last two games. But again, a chance for the bounce back opportunity. But for you, it's also not just, you know, a chance to just kind of end 2024, but it's now we're leaning into 2025. What's a little break that you have coming up here for that winter time? What do you kind of expect for your team to kind of learn, go through, and kind of expect coming into that second half of the season, how your team's going to try to maybe pick up a couple more wins and get going?
Yeah, we're really going to focus on offense as far as knowing how to create the shots that we can make against our opponents, and a lot of that just has to come down to technique. We're not going to be able to just throw a ball at somebody and make a shot over someone. So we've got to create space. We've got to work on doing a better job of coming off of screens and catching and shooting. And I think that's going to be a real key, because they've really taken to the defensive aspect of things. And we're just going to have to, we're going to have to try and get even better on our conditioning so we can push even more, going forward, because that's really going to be our mainstay is to pressure other teams. I think that's going to be our best advantage. But yeah, we'll focus a little bit on just the game itself and conditioning, and then again trying to figure out ways to create our shots better.
Valley Falls set to play ACCHS this Friday. Coming out of the break, they'll be playing McClouth, and then right back to it on ACCHS. That game will be on Carrier County, 93.7. That will be on January the 7th. Again, this Valley Falls Locker Room Chat has been brought to you by The Elevator and Heinen Repair. Coach Steve Serrate, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.